I love the looks of how long is Lee going to let this go on. Welcome to an extra spooky episode of the Brew Drink Run podcast. This is episode 181. My name is Lee.
I am Keith Blair.
Thank you.
I'm Raymond.
Spooky Raymond.
Can't you be like Wolfman? Like,
no, that was that was my mummy impression.
Oh, boy. If this is your first time listening to the show, congratulations. You listened to the best one. All the episodes you could have picked, you picked the best one. This is one of our mini episodes. On our mini episodes, we drink a beer and we talk about a single beer-related subject. Our previous episode and the next episode in your podcast feed will be our full episodes. Full episodes also have us talking about a second beer and talking about running and home brewing. If you're lucky. If you like the show, don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you grab your podcast and write a short review. Your ratings and reviews help more people to find the show. You can also tell a friend by posting about the show on Facebook or Twitter. If you do that, be sure to tag us at Brew Drink Run. You know what, guys? I think our theme music set it all for today. It's an extra spooky Halloween edition of the Brew Drink Run podcast. And for us, that can only mean one thing.
We're drinking blood.
No three Floyds in the house tonight. We are drinking a pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin beer. It's that time of the year, huh?
It is. It's actually that time of the year. It's not summer. It's not spring or whenever these things have started coming out now. It's actually that time of the year. Keith, tell us what pumpkin beer is going to be gracing us with its presence tonight.
We have Buffalo Bill's Brewery Black Pumpkin. This is an oatmeal stout brewed with pumpkin and a natural spice flavor added, is how they describe it on the bottle. It comes in at, they don't have the ABV listed here. On the bottle, there it is, 7.9%. Okay, it's on the side, not on the in the artwork. So there you have it. That's what we got today.
Yeah, big thanks to Buffalo Bills for sending this our way. This was sent to us for review, and I am happy to try it. I have never had a Buffalo Bills beer before, so we are getting ready here. Keith and Raymond are lining up the glasses. Keith is expertly pouring the libations. I'm not going to tell you what color it is yet into the glasses. You may be able to hear those dulcet tones of liquid being poured. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. This is scary.
Wow, you really like this. Wow.
Good stuff.
Okay.
All right,
here we go. So we got it in glasses at this point. You would distribute those, Raymond?
All right. And
so kind.
Sure. Raymond, what does the label art look like? If someone is looking for this beer on a shelf, what should they expect?
Oh, nice distinctive label. This came in a bomber style bottle, so nice big label here. Orange background, very fall-ish, with a nice graphic, looks like hand-drawn black pumpkin on the right smack dab in the center of it. Text is yellow and kind of surrounds everything, but it is definitely about this big black pumpkin on there.
And we've got it in glasses, as we mentioned. Raymond, what does this beer look like in a glass?
It looks like an oatmeal stout. It is actually pretty dense for an oatmeal stout, actually. It's pretty dark. Don't see much light coming through it, even around the center here. It's a pretty-looking beer, actually. It's kind of nice and solid.
Yep. I agree. Yeah, I have nothing else to add to that.
I think it poured with a nice, good, like, you know, one finger head, and then it settled out pretty quick, but we got a nice little layer sitting on top and some little big bubbles clinging to the side of the glass there. So it poured with a really, really nice appearance.
What do you think about the aroma on this, Keith? Are you getting any specific notes you're looking forward to tasting?
I like it, actually. I think it's really nice. I think that the other kind of well-known pumpkin stout, well, one of them would be Warlock, which is Pumpkin's, very similar to that. It's got a very nice nice kind of rich pumpkin flavor. It's got a touch of roast and maybe just a little touch of kind of chocolate going on in there. Spices are nice. Get that cinnamon and nutmeg and those things that you kind of expect from this pumpkin spicy time of season. So I really, really rather like the aroma. I think it's nice.
A really nice implied sweetness, too.
Yeah, sweetness is distinctive quality here, I'm thinking.
I'm going
to
watch it.
You know, it has almost like a little bready quality to it, almost like banana bread in a way, but maybe pumpkin bread.
Okay.
You know, I kind of, there's like almost like a sweet doughy kind of aroma going on.
I'm going to watch you guys drink it so there's no dead air here. I'm just going to talk while you guys are taking a sip, and now you guys are done, and now I'm going to take a sip.
It's all right. Yeah, a little dead air. I'm on the finish, which is kind of overtaking the front end of the taste for me. It starts out definitely on the sweet side, and you get that kind of, you know, oatmeal stout meets a little bit of pumpkin and a little bit of spice. The back end's surprisingly kind of dry and almost a touch bitter for me, which is not what I was expecting. For the style, but I gotta take another sip and get my head around it.
I love the aroma on this beer. I love that sweetness. I love that fullness. I love the spicing on the aroma. And then when you go into the taste, I feel like I get some of that up front, but then Keith's absolutely right. The finish is this dry, bitter, a little bit, you know, a hoppy on that, on that bitterness too, a little bit of resinous on resin hop quality, and just kind of that a little bit of that harsh acidity too to the finish. And the finish is long, like it's pretty long, especially compared to that initial little sweetness burst that you get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely a surprise. I don't dislike the beer.
Yeah,
but that is not what I was expecting out of. You know, like a pumpkin stout, like a dark pumpkin beer. I wasn't expecting that kind of thing. Maybe in a straight pumpkin ale or a pumpkin lager or something like that, I could maybe at least see that kind of flavor coming out. But I was a little bit surprised to taste it in the stout.
Do we think any of that has to do with this being an oatmeal stout? I mean, do you think that base lends itself more to that kind of a finish, you know, the hop quality or that bitterness?
I don't really think so. I mean, to me, I always think of oatmeal stouts and occasionally you get some flavor out of it, but mostly I think the oats add body and fullness is really what you're getting out of oatmeal stouts. I think some breweries put enough in there where they get some residual flavor out of the oats, but I think they're more of a technique in the mash to add more body to the stout, make it a little bit thicker and fuller. So I doubt it is that. I mean, it could be though. I mean, there could be something coming out in the mash that's adding some extra, you know, acidity or keeping the pH a little higher or something like that. I think it's really just probably hops. I think it's just maybe a little bit aggressively hopped, or the spice profile added, or, you know, whenever that was added into the mix, whether that's in the boil. I'm not sure if they use like a dry hop technique. So maybe some of those spices or other additives that they put in to create that pumpkin pie spice profile is maybe adding it. That would be my guess. So,
well, the theme of today's show is not the Monster Mash. It is pumpkin beers. So with this beer, Raymond, would you say that you're getting any of that pumpkin fruit, that fleshiness or a sweetness or even a roasted fruit quality maybe? Are you getting anything that you would say is pumpkin?
A little bit of that roasted pumpkin, I think, is coming through. And also the pumpkin spices. And the way I kind of think about pumpkin beers is that they are divided into those kind of fleshy ones. And then they're the ones that are just all about the spice and they taste like pumpkin pie or something like that. This one's got a lot of that going on with a little bit of the fleshy stuff kind of mixed in there.
I absolutely agree. I think that it's more in your sweet pie spice category, but there is a little touch. I get it right at the beginning of the taste, kind of mixing in with the stout, where I do just get a little bit of kind of sweet roasted, you know, pumpkin flesh, but it's not the dominant element to this particular pumpkin beer.
So where do you sit on pumpkin beers? I know there's been a big backlash in the last couple of years of that kind of, not just in the pumpkin and the fall seasonal beers. You know, Cigar City even had a beer called Seasonal Creep, which was about, you know, putting
also all these, a dark, dark pumpkin beer.
Right. But even in things like the pumpkin spice latte that, you know, yeah. the kind of everywhere, as soon as it becomes late summer, you start seeing pumpkin and spiced everything now. For you personally, both of you, is there any kind of pumpkin backlash? Or was pumpkin something that you liked before all that?
When, you know, they started doing, you know, the pumpkin lattes and stuff like that. I mean, I remember drinking them, you know, 10, 15 years ago when they started putting those things out. You know, I think Starbucks was one of the first. And I'm not personally a big fan of Starbucks coffee, so I would often have like a latte or something that was a little bit sweeter, you know. And so I enjoyed them, but didn't really obsess on them. And I've always enjoyed pumpkin ales at this time of year. I mean, it's just sort of... See, it feels like ever since I've been drinking beer as an adult, the fall means go grab some Oktoberfests and some pumpkin beers. I think that there has been some backlash. I think that there has been certainly some attitudes in craft beer as it's exploded and as people have gained more knowledge and have, you know, felt like they can puff out their chest about their knowledge, that they kind of look down on them. I still, at this time of year, like to pick up some of my favorites and enjoy them. I don't think I buy as many as maybe I used to, but I also probably just don't buy as much beer as I used to either. So I think that's more the correlation than how much I enjoy, you know, pumpkin ales. It certainly is a small window of time that I really want to drink them. And there's a handful that I really like that I might hang on to till like Christmas time. That age fairly well, that are bigger, you know, imperial pumpkin ales. And, you know, I know Cigar City does some that are aged in barrels and stuff. And those, you know, play well with, you know, Christmas dinner as a dessert beer at, you know, Christmas time. But otherwise, by Thanksgiving, I usually want to be done with my pumpkin ales, you know.
Right. What about you, Raymond?
Pumpkin's not my favorite thing. I do enjoy a pumpkin pie, so those spices can be nice, but I like small doses. I do think that having a couple of pumpkin beers around, particularly for Thanksgiving and Christmas, is a good way to introduce people that may not try beer, might prefer wine at dinner, because it seems kind of fun or something different, something holiday-like. So I think they're kind of fun to have around, but I don't pick up a whole lot of them. But that's personal choice.
Well, when you're looking for one of those, so if you're looking for a pumpkin mm-hmm. beer for entertaining, what's one of the labels that you find yourself picking up?
I generally default to Southern Tier, the Pumpkin or the Warlock, depending on the crowd that's going to be there. They're easy to find. They tend to come in pretty early and hang around for a while too, so they're readily available.
Yeah, I like Pumpkin a lot too, and Warlock. Yeah. I like them both. I think Pumpkin is more accessible for non-beer drink, just because it's not as dark. I mean, not because of the flavor of Warlock is hard to get into. It does have a higher ABV. It's a little bit stronger. But for some people, just the way a beer looks, if they're not a beer drinker, can kind of turn them off.
I was going to say, just before we started, I pulled up Untappd and I just kind of put in pumpkin and just started flipping through. And I realized that there are several that I generally seek out and enjoy. You have the Weyerbacher makes a great imperial mm-hmm. pumpkin. Of course, Dogfish Head, Pumpkin. Good Gourd from Cigar City is really an excellent one. And their distribution is widening, and that beer is starting to make it out to shelves, so it's getting a little bit easier to find. And I was, even as I was just, you know, flipping through, there were several that I was like, oh yeah, I kind of really like that one. I like that one. So maybe I'm more of the pumpkin ale fan in the group, which I'm not ashamed to say. I mean, they're enjoyable. You know, you pick up a 4-pack of this, 4-pack of that, and in late September, and by November, you've kind of gone through your stash, and you know mm-hmm. it's onto the bigger stouts and maybe some darker Belgians and stuff for the winter. So there's a lot of really really great ones out there, and like I think Raymond's absolutely right. I think this is one of those beer styles that crosses over a lot. I think a lot of people who generally don't drink beer look forward to having that pumpkin pie spicy flavor going on in their beer, and maybe that's, you know, the one time a year they buy a lot of craft beer. So
yeah. One pumpkin beer that I picked up this year that I really like is the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin.
I've heard some good things about that. Yeah, I've heard people say don't sleep on it. It's really good.
It's really good, and it's definitely one that I would recommend if you do see it. Go ahead and pick it up and drink it. It's got habanero and cinnamon in it, so it does have a little bit of that pie spicing with the cinnamon, but then the habanero, it's mild, but it is just enough to make kind you feel like you're... Exactly. And it really does activate the pumpkin in an interesting way.
Well, they had a kind of tart, the pump kick that they've done in the past. I don't know if this is... New Belgium has done a huge overhaul of their branding lately. And there's a lot of beers, I think, that people are used to seeing that are just disappearing. Maybe some for the better, maybe some for the worse. I don't know, but I always thought Pumpkick was interesting, at least, kind of this kind of tart pumpkin sour almost, which was, you know, different at least.
Yeah, definitely. Well, this is the part of the show where we typically play a little bit of a game and we test Raymond's knowledge against Keith's epic spreadsheet. Let's see how this week will work out.
We're going back in time. Keith's spreadsheet. Let's do this!
All right, Keith's spreadsheet. This is where Keith keeps a log of all the delicious and sometimes not so delicious beers that he has tried over his epic beer tasting career. I will pick a review from the spreadsheet. I will read the description and we will see if Raymond can guess what beer it is. Now, this has been a little bit of a challenge because we have mentioned a lot of the good beers that are in the spreadsheet already today. So I keep finding one and then Keith will say something. And I'm like, oh no, like I'll find a different one. And we'll find a different one. So I have now found one we have not mentioned.
Okay. All
right. I have gone through, I started off with Punkin. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Pumpkin. I had already ruled out Good Gourd and Good Gourd Almighty because we do a lot of Cigar City talk on here, and I figured that would probably come up, which it did. So this is a backup to a backup to a backup. It's a little bit harder, but I think there's some good stuff in this description.
Okay.
Maybe even more so than those others, which were maybe a little bit more obvious just because of how relatively easy to find those others are. All right. This is an American porter. The third white label wax-dipped 22-ounce beer to be released. The first for 2014. I'm such a big fan of both styles, so it should be no shock I was excited to hear they were brewing this. I'm getting some nice pumpkin pie and chocolate on the nose. Kind of like a pumpkin derby pie. The taste is really outstanding. Starts with some silky smooth chocolate before evolving into a sweet and spice-heavy pumpkin porter. A bit of roasted malts appear before returning to a combo of chocolate and pumpkin pie on the finish. Just a little bit of the massive 9.2% ABV comes out in the taste, growing slightly as it warms. Absolutely fantastic. I'd put this right up there with Midnight Sun Treat and Elysian Dark of the Moon for best dark pumpkin ales. 5 out of 5, A+.
Would this be Terrapin's Imperial Pumpkin?
Why, yes, it would, sir. Where's that bell? I don't get to ask
for
it.
Oh, I found the bell. I forgot to bring it.
Oh, well. Yes. Terrapin's Imperial Pumpkin Pie Porter.
Yes, I remember that one.
That's pretty good. Is it sad that the tip-off was the wax?
That one gave it away immediately for me, too.
No, I thought about skipping over that, but look, sometimes I feel like this was a deep enough cut. I was just going to let that roll. So let's all return to our Buffalo Bills Black Pumpkin for a final sip. It's had a chance to warm, maybe change a little bit in the glass. Raymond, we'll start with you. Final thoughts.
Well, I think that bitterness that we were talking about, it has mellowed a lot. Mm-hmm. The finish, there is still some of it there, but it's not maybe
it's more,
as harsh.
It's more appropriate.
Yes, it is, and it's not as long as it was before. It's just a nice little bitterness right at the end. Get a little more of the flesh and a little more of the sweetness coming through. I think as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that wholeheartedly. That's pretty much my sentiments exactly. That part of the beer that was less enjoyable has diminished and faded with time, or my palate has adjusted to it, one of the two. Either way, it doesn't matter, because I'm enjoying it more now as I've sort of been sipping on it for a little while, and yeah, it's good.
100% agree with both of you guys. I feel that it has kind of coalesced a little bit more. There was a little bit of a shock in the initial between going from the sweet to the more bitter, but it's really a much more cohesive drinking experience at this point, and I do really like it. Mm-hmm. It's not super pumpkin forward. I do think you kind of have to look for it a little bit in this, but I do think it's a really quality base beer, and the addition of the other ingredients are nice. It's a nice little push-up. I've looked a little bit online. I can't remember if this is actually distributed here in Georgia where we are or not, but I'm finding the prices for these 22-ounce bottles online at online vendors to be like $5 to $6 for a 22-ounce bottle.
That's a good deal.
That's a great price for this, which is plenty to share. It's a good amount of ABV. This is perfect for what you're sipping on while you're waiting on your trick-or-treaters to come by, or to hang on to a bottle or two for your Thanksgiving party, too. I think this is a nice one to hold on to and share. For more about us and Brew Drink Run, go to brewdrinkrun.com. You can rate our show, review our show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you do any of that, be sure to tag us at Brew Drink Run. We'd love to hear from you. Go to brewdrinkrun.com, click on the store link, buy some shirts, buy some stuff. That would be fantastic. We want to thank our friends at Morning Lights for providing our theme music on a normal episode. Tonight, we want to thank the Groovy Ghoulies, or Bobby Vincent, or who was originally sang this classic song. We will see you stealing all your trick-or-treating candies. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. I think. I don't know.
What was that?
I'm not going to steal the kids' candy. Why not?
You're a monster.
This is the best song.
Oh, I hate, you know, I hate this song.
Do you really?
I hate this song not because I hate the song, but because when I worked at Green Truck forever, this song would be put in the jukebox at Halloween, and I'd have to hear it like 18 damn times a night for like weeks and weeks. Oh, I couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, I love everything.
I mean, everyone picked it. Like, oh, I'll play the Monster Bash. Aren't I clever? Yeah, you and the guy an hour ago.